Hey everyone, Jessica Lane here. Ever feel like your workday bleeds into every other part of your life when you work remotely? Like, one minute you're crushing that presentation and the next you're scrambling to make dinner while dodging emails? Yeah, me too. We're living in a world where always on has become the new normal, especially for remote workers. But listen up, because today we're diving deep into something super crucial. Self-care. It's not a luxury. It's an absolute necessity if you want to thrive in this gig. Think about it. When was the last time you truly unplugged? Remember those days of spontaneously going for walks or reading that book you've been meaning to finish without the nagging feeling of pending emails? We need to reclaim those moments, folks. Remember, self-care isn't just bubble baths and face masks, although those are amazing. It's about consciously prioritizing your mental, physical, and emotional well-being. Okay, so let's break down 5 key takeaways that can seriously level up your self-care game. First things first, set boundaries. It's like having invisible walls between your work life and personal time. Define clear working hours and stick to them as much as possible. That means shutting off notifications outside of those hours, resisting the urge to check emails every 5 seconds, and actually leaving your workspace when your workday ends. Remember, weekends are for recharging, not catching up on spreadsheets. Number 2. Movement is magic. I'm not saying you need to run a marathon, unless that's your jam. But incorporating regular exercise into your routine can work wonders for both your mind and body. It doesn't have to be intense. Even a brisk walk around the block, some yoga stretches, or a quick dance session in your living room can do the trick. Thirdly, nourish your body. We all know that junk food might feel tempting when you're working from home, but trust me, fueling yourself with healthy, whole foods will make a world of difference. Think fruits, veggies, lean proteins. They'll keep your energy levels stable and your mind sharp. Number 4. Make time for the things you love. Remember those hobbies you used to enjoy? The ones that brought you joy and helped you de-stress? Now's the time to dust them off. Whether it's painting, playing music, writing, or simply spending quality time with loved ones, make sure you're carving out space for activities that truly nourish your soul. And finally, number 5. Learn to say no. It's okay to prioritize your well-being and politely decline extra tasks or commitments if you're feeling overwhelmed. Remember, it's better to be present and focused on what matters most than to stretch yourself too thin and end up burnt out. Think about that friend who always seems to have their life together. The one who radiates calmness and positivity even when things get hectic. They probably have a rock-solid self-care routine. Let me tell you a story. I used to be that person, constantly working late, skipping meals, and pushing myself to the limit. Then, I realized something. I was neglecting my own needs. One day, I decided to take a long walk in nature, just to clear my head. And you know what? It felt amazing. I came back feeling refreshed, energized, and ready to tackle my work with renewed focus. That's when I understood the power of self-care. It's not about being selfish, it's about investing in yourself so that you can show up as your best self, both personally and professionally. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Start by incorporating just 1 or 2 of these tips into your daily routine. Before you know it, you'll be feeling happier, healthier, and more productive than ever. So, what are you waiting for? Go on, take that walk, read that book, call a friend, or simply enjoy a few moments of quiet reflection. You deserve it. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with your friends who could use a little self-care reminder. Let's spread the love and support each other on this journey. See you in the next episode, where we'll be exploring another awesome tip for remote workers. Until then, take care of yourselves, folks.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.